wonder if James Winks has spent much time down there. He goes and runs by it and has a dip because he just lives around the corner. I wonder if he's ridden many through the waves of Mordialloc and Mentone. Morning, Winksy.
Morning, gentlemen.
And he flashes by in his Lycra on his expensive bicycle too from time to time.
You're still pretty fit, Winksy, aren't you?
Yeah, I enjoy it, boys. I enjoy getting a little hour in. I reckon it clears the brain for the rest of the day at what's ahead. So, yeah, no, I enjoy it and definitely get down to the beach. And to answer your question, I did Sir Dragonate through the ocean last year before the Melbourne Cup. So it's very calming for the horses and great for their bodies.
If you were riding in the Underwood today, if you weren't on Zaki, what's your tactic? If you're riding Probabile or Superstorm, how do you tackle today's race?
Oh, I think a lot of jockeys, you know, you can come undone by trying to beat one horse. Obviously, Zaki, he's there, and he's a big hurdle to jump. But the key is you got to ride your horse. The 1800 at Sand down there is probably one of the best starts in Australia, or if not the best start. You've got probably 1,000 metre run to the corner. You just ride your horse, and what will be, like it's a 5-horse field. If you're last, you're going to be probably 3 lengths off them at worst. It's just hard to see him being beaten, but, you know, Probabile, she's a very good horse. Superstorm, he's a good horse. Chosen One, he's been competitive in Melbourne Cups and 50 stars as an Australian Cup winner. So I don't think it's going to be probably as easy as everyone thinks, to be honest. You know, he's got to come Melbourne way. Yeah, they say it's not a problem. He's on a firm deck today, probably a little bit of toe out, but he's, you know, he was pretty dominant on a wet track the other day. So, look, he's probably the winner, but stranger things have happened in racing.
James, all these horses have got, I say bigger goals. I mean, you can't get a bigger goal than a Group 1, which it is today. But is there sort of a little bit of looking ahead to the next 2 weeks to 4 weeks for a few of these horses? Thinking that maybe the first half of the race, not necessarily a dawdle, but they won't be going helter-skelter and it might be a series 1,000, though?
Yeah, possibly. At the end of the day, someone's got to take it up, you know. Who is it? Is it Probabile? Is it Zaki? Like, that's the million-dollar question, I suppose. But, you know, all these horses have main goals. But like you said, there's a million-dollar carrot in front of you, and it's a Group 1. Probabile's probably ready to go third up. Superstorm's third up. They've probably got the fitness on Zaki, but he's probably got the better change-up speed and the quality. So it's going to be an intriguing race, but, yeah, it's hard to see him being beat.
Just on that little chink in his armour, though, that you suggested earlier, like I know his European left-handed form's probably better than right-handed, but European left-handed tracks are a lot different than ours, although Sandown is very spacious. What if there are little chinks in him today? You mentioned that the others are third up and he's second up. What are the little things, the tiny little things that are going on in your mind with Zaki?
Yeah, it would be that. It would be the tempo. It would be the tempo of the race. You know, this is like those little things, Matt. You're trying to picture him to get beat. The reality is he's $1.28 and he probably just wins. But you're right, second up, Melbourne, firmer deck would be the only things that I could fuel in simply pick up. But you trust Annabelle, the trainer. You know, she's done an amazing thing in her short career and had a great foundation. Willow's on, his eyes in. You know, there's a lot more ticks and negatives to mine.
Does he just dominate from the front and try and make it a rolling tempo?
Well, why wouldn't you? You know, I think, like you said, you just ride him. If he's in front, well, he's meant to be there, and just trust him and trust that he's too good and do that. But, you know, knowing Willow, he's a true professional, he'll have great respect for his rivals as well.
The other big gun as far as future Group 1s are spoken about is Zuzarella in the Jim Maloney Stakes. Brett Preble, he's airborne. She's pretty tight today. We spoke to Sam Freeman earlier in the week and said, look, she's got bigger things ahead of her, so she's not 100% today. She's drawn a little awkwardly. What does Brett do today?
Yeah, conservative. She's always been, like, to me, like this is her go. Sandown, 7 furlongs. She's been doing this around Moonee Valley, big gangly, you know, filly that the only time she's probably really ever galloped properly is Moonee Valley, the last 100 when she's been able to balance up, you know. Again, I think Brett just trusts her. He's informed, just picks the right bum to follow coming down the hill. I think it's important with these younger horses that you do come down the hill sometimes at Sandown. A race can be won or lost between, you know, the half mile and just before straightening when they do come down the hill. So it's As much as the beautiful, big, spacious track can be a little bit testy for horses coming down there. So it's all about balancing her up. And today he's going to balance up and he's going to have 500 metre running. So I think she wins because she's the best horse in the race.
Just on Brett, and we were talking to Buckets more earlier, like, how much better are you as a jockey when you are in form? Like, when things are going your way, do gaps start opening for you? Do you make quicker decisions? Like, the difference between when you're in a bit of a slump and when you're flying, how much of a difference can it be?
Yeah, look, I think confidence is massive in anything you do in life, in any sport. And that's one thing that I always sort of, as a coach, to the people that I do, is to always trust yourself. And when you're out of form, don't try and make things happen that aren't happening. And that's the difference between sort of when you are up and about and got confidence. You trust yourself and you trust the decisions you make. So you can never second guess yourself. And at the moment, Brett Prebble and you see Daniel Moore, he's been 2 route runs in a week. They're putting their horses in the spots and seeing things and having uninterrupted runs. But the reality is you're only as good as the horse that you're riding. So you can ride a horse 10 out of 10, but it hasn't got the ability, it won't be winning. So with confidence, you ride winners, you get momentum and you get on better horses, and better horses are easier to ride than slower ones. So they're getting on the right horses, they're putting them in the right spots and they're getting the right results.
James, Sandown undulating track, you mentioned the hill, the downhill coming up to the turn, and then the uphill and the straight, but you've got a dip in between as well. So when you're coming to the top of the straight there, what do you see? I mean, it must just look like miles and miles of green grass because it's a long run in, and we're watching from a lateral view, you know, whether it's a race caller or particularly a punter, so you sort of know where the post is. When you're that far away turning for home, what sort of guide do you know that the post is there? Because it almost wouldn't be visible, would it?
Yeah, it's exciting time when you're straightening, especially when you're travelling. And you've got all the ability in the world to hold on to them for as long as possible. But like you said, it's a bit downhill and then it's a bit of an uphill run late. So it's testing. So one thing you don't want to do is be getting there too soon, providing you've got the horse that's travelling to be able to do that. But it's a bit tricky because you, in your mind, you're in the run and you're thinking, OK, well, I've got, you know, 500 metre run in. I've got plenty of time to pick them up. But then sometimes the horses that are on speed are having it that easy, especially on a firm deck, that, you know, they kick and then you need your turn of foot to get to them and you can bottom out. So you've got to, you know, you've got to try and get it right. It's a little bit tricky. You would think in your head, I suppose, you know, watching it as well, oh, well, he's, you know, he's going to have plenty of time to balance up and get to them. But like I said, sometimes the horses up front have had it that easy and you can use your burst of speed to get them, become a little bit vulnerable late. So much as it's a beautiful track to balance up and run on, you've got to get your sort of your middle part or the early part of the race right so you're in striking distance.
It's funny how the tracks are so much more undulating than we think they are. Like, Flemington's flat, but Valley's got a real dip down the Dean Street side, and Caulfield similar down Boran Road. Like, the famous hill at Sandown, how steep is it? How delicate do you have to be going down the hill?
Yeah, you got to be gentle, you got to be balanced, and you got to be patient. As a rider, there was quite a number of races that horses have thrown their winning chances away by not coming down the hill, you know, and then they sort of balance up as they do come out of the corner and they steam, but they just haven't come down the hill. So it's a very crucial part of the race to be, you know, coming down there, travelling. You can either make up a length or two or you can lose two or three, and sometimes it hurts you on the winning post.
An intriguing Golden Rose. Most people are looking at Adamo as unbeatable. He's into $1.90. Your man, Regan Bayliss, is on Star Tomp Days. What can you tell us about this filly from Queensland? Robert Heathcote is throwing her in the deep end.
Yeah, deep end. I think Flight Stakes next week's her main goal, but this is a great little check along the way. Probably goes conservative from the draw, like Hot Field, but so it should be, like some quality colts. The two fillies aren't hopeless either. Sam Clifford's right cap. I think he's right for Snowden. Also, that I do, he's a live hope.
Captivon.
Captivon. Sorry, yeah, just a great, great race. You would have thought if Adamo gets the right luck in running from his tricky draw on what we've seen, probably wins. But then Artorias, you've got to respect, although in my opinion he's probably not going as good as he was last prep. He's probably been entitled to put him away the other day, in my opinion. But then you've got Remark, who's gone softer. Giannis, who was dominant the other day. It's just a great addition, and so it should be. They're great colts. We're very fortunate enough to be having a race like this on our program.
Of your big team, who do you think's your best chance of getting a win today?
Very, very hard racing in Sydney, but if I was to pick a best for Sam Clippin, it'd be 7-6 Mabusha for Snowden, and Regan Bayless, his horse, he will run very, very well in the Golden Rose, but keep her in the back of your mind. I think it's for Daphne. The Flight Stakes is next week, my memory serves me correctly. And then if we move to Sandown, my boys aren't on it, but I reckon Dr. Drill's live each way hope in race six, number one.
Interesting comments from Luke Price this morning about Jamé. It's game on, he reckons, with Animo. Hey, just a quick one, Winksy. I know you obviously had a great affiliation with the O'Brien stable, and there's one that's on a Caulfield Guineas mission if it can win well today. I reckon it's got massive X-factor, Lena's Legend. What are you expecting from Lena's Legend today in the third?
Yeah, nice horse. Does everything right, on speed. He'll love Sandown. Talking to jockeys in form, Damien Lane, I reckon a few of his rides of late have been second to none. Just his decision.
What about the Inferno? Just his beaten ride on the Inferno last night. Wasn't that a massive ride?
Well, so ended up in a stick. Probably much didn't step as clean as he would have wanted to. And you're sticky. There's no mucking around at the Valley. And I do Blake McDougall. And, you know, I just said to him last night, you know, don't think do 1,000 at the Valley. And unfortunately, you know, his hand was dealt with him, Damien Lane, when he didn't step. And the horse is awesome, you know what I mean? But the reality is the winner lobbed 1-1, given the grouse ride. If you want to talk about unlucky, Trekking should have run by 100 miles. So, and again, he was dominated too by his draw where he was down low. One went in, one went around him. So,
it is what it is. Just on that, because you do look after Blake, your tactics were, let's just serve it right up to Profiteer. Don't let him have an easy run?
No, that wasn't me at all. That was... I just said, I said to Blake, don't think do 1,000 at the Valley. There's no mucking around. And then, I think his interview before the race, it was pretty much Joey Pride wanted to hold the lead. To me, for 1,000 there, I didn't think they were going any breakneck speed. Like, really, if Guy McNeil wanted it and was aggressive enough, he probably could have taken it up. Blake's got a brain, he would have handed up. But you're not going to hand up at the 600 when you hit the course proper on a horse that's worked outside. Just, at the end of the day, she ran out of a skim, was beaten the length. The winner was right behind them, and, you know, Trekking, who should have won the race, was a length behind them. So that speaks volumes right there.
I thought he was disappointing, Profiteer, because, you know, Ballistic Glover cracked him. She finished fourth. What did you think?
Yeah, plain. I know he was dominant, you know, sort of his early days, over 1,000, but you're up against the big boy now. You can't be one-dimensional, which he is, that horse. And last night, he was shown that he's got to probably... either improve or be able to be ridden different.
Winksy, who wins the granny as we say goodbye?
Look, it's going to be a great game. I have to go to the Bulldogs only because I've got family members that are diehards, and if I said the Demons, I'd be disowned. So my heart's telling me the Demons, but I've got to go with the Bulldogs.
Good on you, James. Enjoy the grand final. Good luck to your boys today.